Your dad, Simin Resh Samech Beis. Zman Mila Labari, Belachola, Villa Andromeda. So we know the Pasuk says in Tazria, Uvayom Hashmini, Yima Basar Alasa. The bris is on the eighth day. So the Mishnah in Megillah says as follows. Megillah Davchof. Ein Korin Megillah, the Ein Malin, and it gives a few list of things. One of them is Kriyas HaMegillah, because it's Maseches Megillah, and it talks about Bris Mila, Ad Shetanei Tzachama. You don't do it at night, you don't do it until Neitzachama, until sunrise. However, if you did it, Mishallah, Amar HaShachar, Kosher, if you did it, let's say 72 minutes before sunrise, it's called Alos HaShachar, it's going to be Kosher. So the Beis Yosef is Medayek from this Mishnah. That sounds like if you do the Bris at night, it's not kosher. And if it's not kosher, it's a do-over. How do you do a bris over again? We do what's called hatafas dam bris. They take a drop of blood out of the makom, from the makom hamila. And the Beis Yosef says this is a tema, because we don't find that the poskim bring it down. And then he compares it to what the Rosh says. The Rosh says that if you give a baby a bris before the eighth day, you do not need to do hatafas dam bris. It's good enough. So the Beis Yosef compares the idea of giving a bris at night to the idea of giving a bris by day, but before the eighth day. The Darkei Moshe says, now there could be a difference. It could be that it's better to give a bris on the seventh day than it is to give a bris at night. Maybe at night doesn't count, and you have to do a tavas dam bris, and maybe if you did it by day, day seven, maybe that would be okay. And this turns into a very, very big Machlokes HaPoskim. Now the Bach brings down, he wants to say that in both cases, the Inyan Halacha, he discusses the Sugya, he says, we go L'Chumra, the Inyan Halacha, Nira Lafi, and he has Daiti Def Tafsina L'Chumra, we go L'Chumra, whether he's Ma Balayla, or whether he gives the Mila before the eighth day, you have to do HaTafas Dan Bris. That Tavas Dan Bris has to be done on a weekday, can't do it on Shabbos, and there's no bracha, safek bracha slahaka. Okay, now let's see how the Mechaber and the Ramah and the Shach fight it out. Okay, we're in Reish, Samech, Beis, Aleph. Ein malin ad shetanei tzachama b'yom hashmini l'leidaso. We don't do bris until the after neitzachama, sunrise of the eighth day, after the baby is born. Hagah, Mishal Allah, Amra Shachar Yotza, like the Mishnah says in Megillah Davchach, all daytime mitzvahs, the day really starts at Alos HaShachar, which is 72, we call in English dawn, 72 minutes, let's say 72 minutes before sunrise, but it's still dark out, and we're afraid people are going to get confused, so we want you, Lechatchila, to wait until sunrise. But really, if you did it before, it's okay. So that's the same thing over here. V'achol hayom kasha lemila. You can do the bris all day long. Ela ba'ash ez rizin makdim in the mitzvos. But we have a concept called rizin makdim in the mitzvos, that you should try to do mitzvos as early and as soon as possible. And therefore, umalim miyah b'boker. And therefore, brisim are done immediately in the morning. This is one of the areas where Israeli society is less strict than American society. Israelis do brisim in the afternoon. In America, I never ever heard of a bris being done in the afternoon. But in Israel, it's not uncommon. They wait until lunch break, in yeshiva, mekoil, minastarev, and they do bris. In America, it's always done al haboker, first thing in the morning.
Because people are working.
Right, that could also be. Okay. But here you see there's a halacha says, reason makdim in the mitzvahs, that one should try to do this mitzvah as well as all mitzvahs as soon as possible. V'afilu mila shelo bizmana eina ela b'yom. Even if the mila is done at the wrong time, what does it mean, shelo bizmana? We'll see in a minute. The baby was sick, the bris had to be pushed off. The bris is done only by day, the bris is not done at night. Hagod, note, says the Ramah, Avar umah balayla, if he did not follow the halacha and he did a bris at night, tzarech lachzor lehatif mimeno dam bris. he has to do over. He can't do a bris over. You at Tavas Damris, you take a drop of blood from the Makom Amila. Malu Toch Shmona. If he did a bris within 8 days, Ubayom, and by day, Yatza. So the Ramah, like he said in the Darkei Moshe, that it's better to do the bris on the seventh day than it is to do it at night. Bris that is done at night is a do-over. You have to do a toughest non-bris. A bris that's done before the eighth day, the Ramah holds b'di'evet is yotza. So we already saw the Bach holds that you should be machmir and do it and do a toughest non-bris. And all the poskim are bothered by the Ramah. They feel that it's a stira. The Ramah doesn't think it's a stira. It's two separate things. But everyone else seems to think they go together. The doing a bris at night is like doing a bris before the eighth day. The Shach, when he brings us down, okay, the end, the very end of Shach, Sivkatan Beis, so he thinks that you're not Yotzei if you do it before the eighth day, and you're not Yotzei if you do it at night, and in both cases you have to do our toughest dabris. And then he says, that's the Psak of the Bach. But he says, but there's a difference between me and the Bach, says the Shach. Because the Bach holds it's a Chumrah. We should go to Chumrah. It's somewhat, it's a suffix, we go to Chumrah. However, concludes the Shach, Ulefi Mashikasafti Kain Hu Ikra Piyadin. Says the Shach, it's not a Chumrah, it's me Ikra did. The bris has to be done again. If it's done at night, or if it's done before the eighth day. So that is the Psak of the Shach against the Ramah. Okay, so the sugya is discussed in the Shach here in Sifkot and Beis. We just read the last line. We skipped to the punchline. The Taz also, Sifkot and Beis. Okay, so that's Sif Aleph. Sif Beis. Now, if a baby's sick, we know that you can't do the bris. It can be dangerous. So the Gemara says, now there's a whole perek in Shabbos, perek 19. It's called Rabbi Eliezer de Mila. And it's all about Bris Mila. Starts out with Bris Mila on Shabbos, and it gets into Bris Mila general. So in Daf, Kuf Lamed Zayin, Amen Aleph, the Gemara brings down, Amar Shmuel Chatzaso Chama, the baby had fever, and the fever left, Nosin Lo Kol Zayin Lahavroso. You give him 7 days to recuperate, and then you do the Bris. Ibailo, the Gemara wants to know, what does it mean 7 days? Is it 7 full days? Or on the 7th day already, first thing in the morning, you can do it? Or do you have to wait 7 full 24-hour periods? Mi ba'inim e'es le'es. Do you need to wait a full 7 full 24-hour periods? Toshema, the Tani Luda, yom havra'aso ki yom hivado. The day the baby gets better, the day the fever breaks, is like the day he's born. So, when a baby's born, you give the bris on the 8th day. The baby was born at 4 o'clock in the afternoon. You don't have to wait till 4 o'clock in the afternoon on the 8th day to give the bris. You give the bris in the morning. So it should be the same thing. That you don't have to wait the full time. So the Gemara says, no. We have to wait the full time. Yom habra'aso ba'ina me'eis le'eis. You do need to wait the full 24 hours. 7 24-hour periods after the baby... after the baby gets better. Okay, so if a baby's sick, you need to wait 7 24-hour periods. However, it depends what's wrong with the baby. As we showed and point out, we'll see now in Shulchan Aruch. Reish, Samech, Beis, Beis. Chole, Ein Malin, Oso. A sick baby, do not give a bris. Ad She Yavri. Until he heals. We wait from the time that he heals, from his illness, 7 full 24-hour periods, 7 full days, 24 hours. And then you give him a bris. When do we say such a thing? He had fever. Fever is something that affects the whole body. The whole body is sick. But if he's only sick in one part of his body, the baby has an eye ache, a little eye ache, something similar, a local thing, So then Mamtinu lo ad sheyavri, so they wait till he gets better, ulacha sheyavri, and after he gets better, from the word bari, healthy, malin asam yav, they do the bris right away. So it depends, you need to ask a moral, a doctor, I assume the moral would usually know this, but the moral and the doctor together, what kind of, what's wrong with the baby? Do we just wait until the baby gets better? Or do we have to wait till the baby gets better and then count a full week? Hagadnot says the Rama, aval kavu lo einav, ke'ev gadol, if the baby has a big eye ache, it's interesting to talk about an infant having a pain because you never know what pain they have and whatever, but if the baby has a big eye pain, have kecholi shebechol guf, then it becomes like an illness that affects his whole body. The Gemara Brother Zohar says the eyes are connected to the heart. It's something that someone will be mechalel Shabbos for on Shabbos. And therefore it depends what kind of eye ache, eye issue the baby has. A little eye issue, just wait till the baby gets better. A big eye issue, you have to wait 7 days from when the baby gets better. It happens to be, there's a Rebbe in the yeshiva, in Tavayeh, set up for a bris, 8th day, everyone comes, full spread, the works. Caterer, set for over 100 people, everything's set, the family flies in from Chutz Laretz, everyone's there, grandparents, baby, Moel, and I don't know who noticed it, the baby had an eye infection. Baby had an eye infection. The Moel says, well, I'm not doing this bris until you go to a doctor. Goes to the doctor says, he's got an eye infection. They waited. Oh, so the psak was that the eye infection is not considered a big ke'ev of the eye. It's only a little ke'ev, but it's considered local. You only have to wait till the eye infection goes away, and then you do the bris right away. It took, I forgot, 2 or 3 weeks until the eye infection went away to do the bris. So they didn't wait the extra week. They did it with the psak was to do it right away as soon as the baby gets better. But it took, I forgot what he told me, at least 2 weeks for the eye infection to go away. So this eye discussion is mamish's discussion over here. It's in the Muki Yosef, who distinguishes between a big eye pain and a small eye pain. Okay, that is Sif Beis. Sif Gimel. Androgynous. Is an organism that has both male and female organs. Umisha shtei orlos, someone that has 2 orlos, either 2 orlos on one part of his body, or he has 2 male reproductive organs. The Taz points out from Rashi. The yotze dofen, a baby that is born by C-section. Nimolin l'shmona, they give the bris on the 8th day. Okay, if the 8th day is Shabbos, that might be different. Now we're not doing bris on Shabbos; we're just doing stam and bris. They'll do it on the 8th day. Okay, Dalit. Nolad ben hashmashos. What if the baby is born ben hashmashos? It's between Shkia and Tzeisa Kochavim, Safik Yom, Safik Laila. We don't know. Was the baby born on Tuesday day, or Tuesday night? Tuesday night, of course, is halachically Wednesday. So we don't know the Safik. So we view it as if the baby was born at night, and he'll be get a bris not on the 8th day from the day, but the 9th day, because we can account as if the baby was born at night. So it's obviously not just the 8th day, from the night, which means the 9th day from the day. So we view, when we don't know if he was born by day or by night, we view him as if he was born at night, and then he gets the bris on eighth day from the night, or 9th day from the day. The chi shu safek shmini, which is really, it's a doubt. So when we have a doubt, we go l'chumra, we push the bris off, because we just said that could be the bris is done early is not good. So instead of, you're going to err on the other side, you're going to not do a bris on it's suffix 7th day, suffix 8th day, because if it's really the 7th day, it could be not yotze at all. But rather, you can do it on the suffix 8th day, suffix 9th day. If the baby sticks his head out of the woman while in the middle of labor, during the daytime, they hear the baby crying from inside the mother before he actually came out. Even if it took a few days for the baby to actually come out, Marla Shimon Yom, we count 8 days from the time he took out his head, from the time you heard him cry. Medically, nowadays, I don't think that that is something that can happen. Definitely not common.
The head comes out before she and the rest
of it. No, that can for sure happen. The head comes out first, and that's for sure. But when the baby's inside and you hear the baby crying, that's not, nowadays, that's not shy. Haga, the Eish Omrim, Dafka Bistam. That's only in a regular case. Okay, now, what if the mother says, "Man, the baby didn't go anywhere. The baby's inside, just like the baby's been for months." But we heard the baby cry. You probably heard the brother crying next door. But they claim they heard the baby cry. The mother says that the baby nothing happened. Then we ignore the crying and we count from when the baby's actually born. It's not really shy for the baby to cry without him sticking his head out of the woman. But nevertheless, the woman is believed to say the baby didn't go anywhere and the baby wasn't born yet, and we're going to count for when the baby is actually born. If the baby's head is so close to the entrance of the woman, then she's in very massive, significant labor, and she will know that. Siv hey, im nolad, if the baby's born, kishin mirim barakia kochavim kitanim, oh, the baby's born. Now it's still daytime, as we'll see at the end of Siv hey. It's still light out, but you see small stars. Yesh lismach ala kochavim, you can rely on the stars, lissafeg, to say it's a safeg, lamul lamacharat, to do the bris on the 8th day from not from today, but from tonight. Kem shul lo haya lo Shabbos vil yantiv, as long as it's not Shabbos or yantiv. You never give a bris on Shabbos or Yontif if there's any doubt whatsoever. That's the Mishnah over there. The next Mishnah, I believe. Next Mishnah. No. The previous Mishnah. From what we learned, read in Shabbos, Daf Kuf Lam Zayin Amud Aleph. So we never give a bris when it's doubtful on Shabbos or Yontif. The Abishai Rekiah Mazir Kein Or Shel Yom. Even though it seems to be broad daylight, it's very light out. If you see the stars, little stars, that's enough to say that it's a Safek Yom, Safek Laila already, and you'll do the bris on the 8th day from the day, well, I'm sorry, 9th day from the day, or 8th day from the night. Because we're going to assume the baby was born at night, unless it comes out on Shabbos, then you'll push it up to after Shabbos. Sivab, Yim La'alta, Kishoti Avlad, Rosh, or Chutz Aprozo, immediately when the baby's head came out of the woman, Nearer Shloshi Kachal and Beinonim, there were three Beinoni stars in the sky, but now it's dark out, not light. So Yesh Lismach Alein, we rely on the three medium-sized stars. Shu Laila, and we assume the baby was born at night. Afilu Lamacha Shabbos, even if it's Friday night and the baby's born on Shabbos, which means the bris is going to be on Shabbos, the three stars are enough to say the baby's for sure born Friday night, which is Shabbos, and the bris will be on the 8th day, which is going to be Shabbos. Ava. But if after the baby was born they didn't have a chance to look up at the sky, it took them a while. English be hashihui. Near them, shaya yom utzasarosh. So now, a half hour later, they decide to look out. Say, whoa, it's pitch dark out. Just because it's pitch dark out now doesn't mean that half hour earlier it was dark. Could be half hour earlier it was still light out. So if they can evaluate shaya that the baby really came out, the head of the baby came out when it was still yom. So, I'm confused. What's he saying over here? He's saying, I'm not sure what he's saying. At first I thought he was saying that you can evaluate and say, you know, there's a good chance that a half hour ago was daytime and assume the baby was born by day. That's when it's like mostly Shabbos. So the baby was born by day, the baby was born on Shabbos, you can do the bris on Shabbos. But maybe that's not what he means. Because then he says, Ein lehem ela mashe einam ro'os. We don't do an estimate or a guesstimate. Your eye, you see right now that it's nighttime. Or maybe it was not nighttime, the day was born, maybe. But we assume it was night, because right now it's night. We don't know what it was. I'm not sure. I have to get back. I have to go over that again. Siv Zayin, Ein Dever Zeh Tali B'Tfila, Im Espal V'Adyom, Lo L'Hakir V'Lo L'Hachmir. So it doesn't matter if you daven Marav early, made early Shabbos. You daven Chutz La'aretz, they make early Shabbos. The davening minyan starts at 7 o'clock. By 7:30, the minyan's over. You come outside of the shul, and it's still light out. The sun didn't even start to go down yet. Your Jewish friends, your firm friends are driving by in their cars because they make late Shabbos. And your wife has a baby at that point in time. You already daven Marav. Says the Shulchan Aruch, makes no difference either way. We go by whether it is objectively day or night. We don't care if you may turn Friday night into Shabbos. We don't care if you turn Friday evening into Shabbos by making early Shabbos. That's not going to affect the status of the day and when the bris should be. So if it's Friday evening, but the sun didn't go, it's not yet Shkia, the bris will be, the baby's born on Friday, even though you already made Shabbos, and the bris will be on Friday. The same would be, this is not so common, but if a person would daven early Motzi Shabbos, which we don't do because it's a dangerous thing to do, people think if they daven Marav early on Motzi Shabbos, Shabbos ends early. Shabbos can't end early. But officially, the Gemara says you're allowed to daven Marav on Motzi Shabbos early, just like you could daven Marav on Friday night early. It's not recommended because it's dangerous. Okay, so we have to touch up Sivah, but that is Yerodea Simen Reish Sanat Reish.